Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Voting is on the way for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. The second phase covers 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly, and Purba Bardhaman. A total of 1,448 candidates are in the fray for 142 assembly seats in this phase. Over 3.22 crore electors are eligible to cast their votes. Out of them, over 4.12 lakh are first-time voters in the age group of 18 to 19 years. Around 3,200 voters are aged 100 years and above. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair polling. It has deployed around 2,500 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, along with over 6,000 quick response teams to ensure law and order during polling. Strict monitoring and rapid response systems have been activated to prevent any disturbances during the election process. The first phase of polling in West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 93.19% on April 23rd. The counting for all four states, Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, and one union territory, Puducherry, will be held on May 4th. The Supreme Court yesterday upheld the mandatory admission of students under the Right to Education Act, calling it a national mission. The court said that neighborhood schools, including private, unaided institutions, are legally bound to admit students allotted by the state government without delay. A bench of justices, P.S. Narasimha and Alok Aradhe, observed that denying admission to children from weaker and disadvantaged sections violates their fundamental right to education under Article 21A of the Constitution. The court emphasized that 25% reservation for such students under the RTE Act has the potential to transform the social structure of society and promote equality. It added that effective implementation of the law is essential to ensure free and compulsory education. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the country is rapidly emerging as a trusted global electronics manufacturing partner under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Make in India vision. Mr. Vaishnaw, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Vishakhapatnam yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnaw said the country is marching ahead with large-scale electronics manufacturing, semiconductor production, advanced chip design and artificial intelligence technologies. He noted that while the country missed earlier opportunities in these sectors, strong policy support and leadership have driven major growth in recent years.
What we missed out at that point was manufacturing. That missing part was the manufacturing piece, whether it is electronics manufacturing, semiconductor manufacturing, mobile phone manufacturing, that part we really missed out at that point of time. That entire ecosystem requires both software leadership and hardware leadership. And that is what has changed in the last decade. When Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji started the Make in India program, one of the first things he focused on was electronics manufacturing.
In view of the mock exercise Operation Night Guard, Civil Defense Air Raid Blackout exercise being conducted as part of the annual Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, there will be a temporary power shutdown for 15 minutes on 30th April from 6:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. across 10 districts of the state. These include Dimapur, Kohima, Mokchung, Wakha, Zanaboto, Mon, Pak, Twensang, Paran and Kifire. To ensure success of the exercise, the Power Department has appealed to the general public to cooperate by switching off all lights, electrical appliances, inverters or any other sources of illumination during the set time period. Power supply would subsequently be restored after the sounding of siren at 6:45 p.m. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Today, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in the northeastern region today. While northern states, including Bihar and Jharkhand, are expected to experience thunderstorm conditions. Several regions across country may experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds for the next 2 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.